Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 21st, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. TikTok denied a report from Forbes that the ByteDance-owned app planned to track locations of U.S. citizens. ByteDance's internal audit and risk control team was to carry out the alleged tracking. On Twitter, TikTok said it has never targeted the American government, activists, journalists, or public features, also saying it does not collect precise location data of U.S. users. TikTok further said the report lacked both rigor and journalistic integrity. In a comment to the BBC, a Forbes spokesperson said, "We are confident in our sourcing and we stand by our reporting." Instagram head Adam Mosseri tweeted some of the new safety tools available. The social media platform's blocking feature has expanded. Previously, users could block a current and any future account a bothersome person created, and now the block will include any other current accounts they have. Hidden Words, a way to hide offensive comments, received improvements to tackle scam and spam messages as well. And there are nudges for the comment section and DMs to encourage nicer discussions. In India, Uber began offering electric vehicles to customers in the Delhi NCR region, though they are only available for pre-scheduled trips. In a statement to TechCrunch, Uber said more EV offerings are expected to be available in the coming months, and the company was working with multiple fleet partners, OEMs, and charging providers. India is pushing ride-hailing firms to electrify large portions of their fleets in the next few years. On Thursday, Google announced it's starting the rollout of My Ad Center, which allows users to turn off targeted ads and still let Search, Maps, and Google Assistant work. Users can also turn off targeted ads in YouTube without impacting video recommendations. My Ad Center was originally announced back in May. Google announced new features for messages on Android, now supporting emoji reactions. Other Android users will see the emojis, while iOS users will see a sentence telling them which emoji was used in response. Messages now also support threaded replies and watching YouTube videos. And messages can be used on United Airlines flights Wi-Fi without charge, with more airlines expected to follow. Google further announced Android 13 Go Edition for low-end phones. It includes Material U designs and Google Play system updates, among other features. Phones will need 2 gigs of RAM to use Android 13 Go Edition. The Competition Commission of India fined Google $161.9 million for anti-competitive practices related to Android in multiple markets. Google requires that device manufacturers install the entire Google mobile suite and prominently place apps. The commission found that this amounts to imposition of unfair condition on the device manufacturers. It also ordered Google not to offer incentives for exclusive search. 97% of smartphones in India run Google's version of Android. As the last bit of Google news, the cost of the family plan of YouTube Premium will jump from $17.99 a month to $22.99 a month and $29.99 per month if purchased through the Apple App Store. YouTube Premium provides an ad-free experience, and the family plan allows for up to 6 accounts to use the same subscription. The cost of the individual YouTube Premium subscriptions remains the same at $11.99 per month. The price increase hit several countries, from the US and Canada to the UK, Argentina, Turkey, and Japan. Podcast company Pocket Casts, which is owned by Automattic, which owns WordPress, announced all of its apps are now open source. Pocket Casts is using the Mozilla public license. Pocket Casts encourages all developers to share modifications they make to the code. Repositories for iOS and Android version of the apps are available now on GitHub. Amazon will end support for the Glow on December 31st, 2022. The Glow was a projector and video calling device that lets kids read, draw, and play games over the cloud. Amazon announced it was discontinuing sales last month and now confirmed that Glow devices, accessories, and the app will stop working entirely at the end of the year. The Glow launched a little over a year ago for $300 and can be recycled at no cost through Amazon's recycling program. The information sources say Apple has paused production of some components of the iPhone 14 Plus. The iPhone 14 Pro Max has not been paused. The information also says a plant that assembles the iPhone 14 Plus has cut production by 70 to 90%. It appears Apple is halting production to evaluate how to go forward, not necessarily to cancel the model. Facebook has added Reels to Groups. Both group admins and members can add audio, text overlays, and filters on videos before sharing them in a community group. On the Instagram side of things, it's now possible to share a public Facebook event to Instagram stories. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.